Harry Stone was mentored in the supernatural as a young man, but few, unfortunately, had mentors like he had. Now Perry wants to teach you secrets from the invisible world, such as angelic encounters, the coming greater glory, and even ancient rabbinical secrets from the temple days. And frankly, I have never heard these before. Next on It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Most people see you and they think of a prophecy right. teacher, mm-hmm. A Jewish roots teacher, mm-hmm. and they don't know the supernatural. For instance, I don't think many of you know this. Did you know that he has an angel that has followed? He's third generational mm-hmm. angel that follows him now. What happens when that angel shows up?
I can say this, you know, really before the Lord, that I don't sense him all the time. But probably on 10 different occasions, out of absolutely, totally unexpected, not praying for it, not asking for it, when I have been in services, the shifting of the atmosphere is felt by everyone there. Even people that are backslid or away from God can sense it. And there's usually almost a weeping that comes. There's a real holiness of God that shows up. There's a real awareness of God and awareness of the Holy Spirit that comes. And then what always happens, there either is a shifting in the sermon, totally without notes, I'll lay the scripture, the Bible on the pulpit and just go into a realm of ministry, or there comes a very heavy prophetic word, totally unexpected. And the other thing that I've noticed is that on one occasion we were in a transition in the ministry, a very heavy transition, and I was so down because more weight was coming to me, more heaviness and weight. And I was complaining and said, Lord, how can I do this? Well, you've asked me to do this. I can't physically do this. And I'm... I can't hardly talk. This is what happens to me when we talk about this. And I'm sitting in this big chair at my desk, and I turned this way, and I felt the hand come to the chair. When the hand came to my chair, every hair on my body stood up. See, the Holy Spirit's presence works from let's say it in John 7, from the belly out. An angelic presence is around you. You'll never feel it in. You'll feel the anointing stir, but you'll feel it out here. Well, every hair on my body stood up, and all of a sudden, a weeping came to me. And the weight, within 10 minutes, the weight that was on me came off of me. And from that moment on, and really, I made a mistake. My daddy always said, now, Perry, when you feel this presence, stay in it. Don't jump out it. But I got so excited. This sounds crazy. I jumped up and I ran through my office and I ran to my secretary's office, beat the door down, knocked the door, said, you won't believe what just happened. Oh my God, you can't believe what just happened. Well, they're all excited. And I run to another office. Then I realize, what am I doing? So I go back in there hoping it's there, and it's not there now. I mean, I'm like, Perry, what did you do? I mean, what would have happened if I would have stayed there? Now, let me say this. And we're going to kind of flow this way for the people. One of the mistakes that I see in the contemporary church is we customize services for the benefit of the people.
Isn't that called seeker sensitive?
Yes, but it's all customized for a time frame. I've heard pastors say, we're going to do a 55-minute service. Everybody knows how long the sermon and the music is going to be. And here's the disservice we do to people. If we get them at the edge of the holy place or we get them into the presence of God, we then pull them out prematurely. And it's like a premature birth. When you have a premature birth, you have an undeveloped baby. Something in it could be the heart, the lungs, or physically. it doesn't totally develop, and it has to stay in the hospital so long till the full development comes. And we pull people close to the presence of God. And I'm not saying everybody does this, but too many do. And then we want them out by 12 because we're active. The kids got ball in the afternoon. They want to go to the mall, whatever the case is. And I feel so much for this generation because a lot of them have experienced church, but not the glory. And so what we do, we customize the service to adjust it to the not needs of the people, but we adjust it to the activities of people. And what happens is you cannot encounter depths with God until you move in the progression of the Spirit of God.
Let's switch gears for a second.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you have revelation that you learned from rabbis.
Yeah.
And I'm Jewish and I've never heard this revelation
right.
before. For instance, supernatural language, tongues.
Yeah.
I've always been told, well, that didn't start till
day of Pentecost.
Yeah,
right.
After Pentecost.
Right.
But you have learned different. Tell me about
it. All right.
That.
It was in the 1990s. Rabbi Yehuda Getz was the head rabbi, one of the head rabbis in Jerusalem at the Western Wall Heritage Foundation. We met him at night. We would go in there at 10 and 11 o'clock at night because he would pray at night from like 11 till 3 in the morning. That was his prayer time. And he asked me what I believed. I got to tell you, this is humorous. So, and there's a picture of him right there. That's Rabbi Getz. That's the young Perry Stone. If people can see that, the younger version. So what he's doing right there, and I don't want to get sidetracked, he's showing me where the Ark of the Covenant was hid in a certain location under the Temple Mount. And I don't want to get into that. I'll be sidetracked. So he asked me what I believed. And I said, you know what? He's kind of a mystic. So I'm going to just lay it on him. I said, I believe in the covenants. I believe in the redemption of covenants. And I said, I believe in casting out devils. And he looked at me and he said, there's a man at the Western Wall who prays, who thinks he's Elijah, but he's not. Could you go cast the devil out of him for me? It was hilarious. And that kind of bonded us at that point. And then I said this to him.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I said this to him. I said, I also believe in speaking with other tongues, which is the prayer language of the Holy Spirit. And he looked at me without blinking. He said, oh, you mean the language of God? And I went, wait a minute, what do you know about the language of God? I'm thinking he's thinking the Hebrew language or something
right.
like that. And he said, well, we have a Jewish tradition. And he said, I believe it, that on the Day of Atonement, when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, God gave him a tongue to communicate in, a language that he was not familiar with, that only him and God could talk in. And no one could hear it. And I said, well, why would that be? He said, so that Satan and his spirits could not interfere with what he was saying.
You thought that was amazing, that they spoke in tongues? Wait till you hear about this. I mean, this is even more amazing. I just want to mention something about Perry's father's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Uncle Rufus. Did you know that Uncle Rufus was, how educated
third grade.
Was he?
Third grade only.
Third yeah. grade only. Uncle Rufus could speak in any language mm-hmm. of anyone he spoke to.
Yes.
Third grade education and preach the gospel.
Right.
And Perry prophesied, I heard it come out of his mouth a little earlier before we went on the air, that these gifts that were imparted to him, right. he is going to start imparting them to you. We'll be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, Perry.
Yeah.
This is amazing to me. Tell me about the breath of the holies
okay.
from these ancient rabbis' teachings.
Okay. There was a tradition that in the tabernacle of Moses, you knew when the glory of the Lord came down by Number one, the sound of a man breathing. It would be like breath, like a wind blowing. And the second way you would know is where you have the chamber of the inner court and the Holy of Holies, we call it, where the inner curtains were. The curtains would start moving like a man's lungs breathing. They would expand in and out. And this became known as the breath of the Holies. Now, what is interesting is in Hebrew, the word breath, wind, and spirit is the same word. You have to read the context of the verse to see what it's speaking about. It's ruach. And the ruach HaKodesh means the Holy Spirit. Now, if you start tracing this down, this is in the tabernacle of Moses. It became known as breath of the holy place, breath of the holies, holy breath, Holy Spirit. So in other words, that breathing sound was a manifestation of the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit that's holy, the Spirit of God. And the interesting thing about that is, if we come to the New Testament in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 on the day of Pentecost, there is a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. And the Bible says it filled the house where they were seated.
Just before your dad was promoted to heaven, he gave you some advice. What did he tell you?
Okay, we're sitting in the house, and he was 78 years of age at the time. And he said, I had a dream. And he said, and I'm going to make the dream real short, but he said, in this dream, I'm in a church service, and I'm seeing the enemy attack people. I'm seeing him attack people. And he talked about the sexual sins. He talked about temptation. He talked about pressures. He talked about depression. He said, all this was coming against God's people. And then he said, the Lord told me this. And he said, I'm going to tell you this because I'm not going to live long enough to tell people this. I can't go out and preach now, because he was getting up there in you. And so I said, okay, what is it? He says, now when the Spirit of God quickens this to you, you tell people that the solution to the attacks that are coming, and this is his exact words, they must learn to pray excessively in the Spirit. And so I said, Dad, what do you mean by excessively? He says, not your normal worshiping in church, not your normal praying in the Spirit, going to where. He said, you're going to have to go into a prayer chamber and pray in the Spirit sometimes for 30 minutes to an hour to break stuff that's on you. He said, if you don't pray, and he looked at me and says this, if you and this generation does not learn how to pray in the Spirit, you're going to come under attacks that you're going to have a hard time coming out from under.
It's mandatory.
Yeah, it's a mandatory thing. And so when he said this to me about praying excessively, he says, now, do you remember your Uncle Rufus? Now, let me explain who Uncle Rufus was in case we get into a story about him. Rufus Dunford was my dad's uncle, and Rufus Dunford had a gift that when he was saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, he could speak in diverse tongues of any language in the world. Go up to any foreigner in the coal fields of West Virginia that worked in the mines of anywhere in the world and speak to them in tongues, because a lot of those people came from other countries and they couldn't speak English well. So nobody could witness to him. So he preached to them and witnessed to them, and they just thought he knew the language. They even thought he was a Catholic priest when he speak Latin. They'd call him Father Dunford because they thought he was a Catholic priest.
Perry, yeah. Could you very quickly pray for everyone to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues?
All right. First thing we want to do, you have to repent. So let's pray a prayer of repentance. Everybody in the studio, if you want to agree with us and pray, this is fine. Say this with me. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm coming to you.
I'm coming.
Asking
to
you.
Asking you.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
All my sin.
Of all my sin.
Hidden sin.
Hidden
sin. Secret sins.
Secret sins.
Public sins.
Anything
that is pleasing to you, God.
That's just pleasing you.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Right now.
Right now.
Help me, Lord.
Help me.
To walk in victory.
To walk in faith.
To walk in faith.
To walk in
faith. To follow you.
Follow you.
And to have deliverance.
And to have deliverance.
In my life.
In my life.
And heart.
And heart.
Today.
Today.
I receive Jesus.
I receive
as Lord and Savior.
As Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Now, Baptist.
Now, this is going to take 2 minutes. I'm going to give you three things. I'm going to tell you what I tell folks. I've had 200,000 people baptized in the Holy Spirit in meetings in America. All right? Number one, the same faith that you're saved with is the same faith you receive the Holy Spirit with. You don't have to have a greater faith, more faith, pray more faith in. If you can believe what I'm saying, you have faith. Number two, when we ask the Holy Spirit to come in, you have to ask Him to come and baptize you, fill you. He will do what you ask Him if you'll believe. Number three, the Bible says that when they were filled, they spoke with tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And I'd like to say it this way. They spoke as the Spirit gave them inspired words. And when you're praying for the Holy Spirit and you've asked Him to come in, it's happened to me, it happens to everybody I've ever met, you will at some moment hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you, and it's your spirit praying. Your spirit's receiving the power of God. And when you hear those words coming into your spirit and you're hearing it, speak it with your mouth and you'll feel the power of God be released, okay? So right now, say this with me. Everybody, let's pray this together. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
According to Your Word.
According to Your Word.
According to Your promise.
According to Your promise.
I receive
the gift
of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Right now.
Right now.
Spirit of God.
Spirit of God.
Fill me.
Fill me.
Baptize me.
Baptize
in
me.
God's power.
In God's
and
power.
And with the Holy Spirit.
And with the Holy Spirit.
Right now.
Right now.
Say this with me. I receive the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Now.
Now.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now lift your hands and start worshiping. Pray, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, Perry was given seven words from an angel that changed his life, and it's going to change your life. Be right back.
Call now and get Perry Stone's powerful book, The Code of the Holy Spirit, uncovering the Hebraic roots and historic presence of the Holy Spirit, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Secrets of the Supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9584. Through Perry Stone's powerful book, The Code of the Holy Spirit, Perry shares his discoveries, providing a unique view of the Holy Spirit through the lens of the Old Testament writings and Jewish tradition. Perry answers questions such as, what is the chemistry of the anointing? What is the significance of the wind and the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit's favorite words? What is the code of the dove? What is the code concealed in the temple menorah? Can a believer blaspheme the Holy Spirit? Through this book, understand how the Holy Spirit is God's very breath, dwelling in you as His living tabernacle. Receive a fresh revelation on how the Spirit wants to move in a powerful way in your life. Discover your supernatural identity. Walk in kingdom power. Perry's anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Secrets of the Supernatural, will help you better understand how to walk in the supernatural of God every day. You will hear seven words from an angel that transformed Perry Stone's thinking and prayer life. You will understand the three powerful things that God wants to send to you to help you receive your breakthrough, your miracle. Learn how to discern God's voice through dreams and visions. Perry Stone interviewed his father, Fred, asking him many questions about the secrets of the spirit world. You will learn secrets to becoming sensitive to the Spirit, keys to develop an ear to what the Spirit is saying, revelation on effective prayer and fasting to hear God's voice and direction, and to receive the power to overcome the enemy in every area of your life. Perry Stone includes prayers for you to begin walking in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Don't miss out on getting Perry Stone's powerful book, The Code of the Holy Spirit, uncovering the Hebraic roots and historic presence of the Holy Spirit, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Secrets of the Supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9584. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9584 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You heard seven angel words that have changed your history. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Robert Kimberling was pastoring a church years ago in South Dakota. This happened to a woman who was a member of his church. It was in the 1920s during the Dust Bowl. Her cow had gotten cut on a fence, had maggots, was dying. Her husband had tuberculosis, was dying. They were about to lose their farm. And she was seeking God. And I'm really abbreviating this. And she saw, they call it a dust devil. It's that wind that just starts stirring like a little tornado. And it starts coming toward her. And she says, Lord, what else can I take? And all of a sudden, the dust ceased and a man stepped out of it. And it was an angel of the Lord. Told her that her husband would be healed and they would live to birth more children. Told her that the cow was going to be healed. And by the way, the maggots fell out of the cow's belly. God stitched the cow up supernaturally and the cow lived.
Okay, you're stretching a lot of people.
Oh, listen. Because she promised to give the cow to world missions if God healed it. Now, when she said to this man, who was an angel of God, if God heals this cow, I'll sell it for world missions. The angel got angry at her and looked at her and said, Liz, 7 words, there are no ifs in God's plan. There are no ifs. And when Brother Kimberling told me this, and it's a lot more detailed than that, and all her husband got healed, they had more kids. But when he told me this, God changed my life, and let me explain why. I was praying a lot of prayers over my boy that was addicted to alcohol and drugs, who's now delivered. But I was praying back then, Lord, if you'll just touch him. And I would say to my armor bearer, Robbie, if the Lord touches Jonathan. And I kept saying, if. And there would be so many times I'd say, we're going to build this building if the money comes in. And the Lord told me, he said, when you say if, you are always delaying it and you're questioning me. He said, think about if you're saying, well, God can't do it. He said, do you realize the reason your boy's not been delivered is Satan can come before me and say, he don't even believe you. Perry Stone doesn't even believe you because he's questioning if you're even able. And I said, Lord, how do I change my prayer? He said, quit saying if and say when. Yeah. I'd say, when my boy gets delivered, when my son comes to God, when that money comes in. And I'm telling you, everything started changing, Sid, when I took the if out. See, a man came to Jesus and said, if you will make me whole. And Jesus said, I will. He took the if out. And so there's the if of Satan. If of Satan is if you be the son of God. Mm. If you, all right? The if of Satan is always making you doubt the word. Amen. The only if God has is conditional on if my people are called by my name. The condition is not on God because he doesn't have the if. The condition's on us. Are we going to obey? Okay? And so when I began to take the if out, and those 7 words, I told Brother Cameron, I said, you just changed my life. That story from 1929, right around 29, depression. And I want people to know that when you pray, quit praying if. Amen. Quit talking if after you pray. And start using the phrase, brother, let me tell you something. When God gets ready, when God does this, when this comes through, here's what we're going to do. And he taught me a lesson that I still to this day will catch myself and I'll say, God, forgive me. You have no ifs in your plan. But you know how I know he has no ifs? Because it says the promises of God are yea and amen.
And amen. Amen means so be it.
Call now and get Perry Stone's powerful book, The Code of the Holy Spirit, uncovering the Hebraic roots and historic presence of the Holy Spirit, and his anointed 4-part audio CD teaching set, Secrets of the Supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9584. Through Perry Stone's powerful book, The Code of the Holy Spirit, Perry shares his discoveries, providing a unique view of the Holy Spirit through the lens of the Old Testament writings and Jewish tradition. Perry answers questions such as, what is the chemistry of the anointing? What is the significance of the wind and the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit's favorite words? What is the code of the dove? What is the code concealed in the temple menorah? Can a believer blaspheme the Holy Spirit? Through this book, understand how the Holy Spirit is God's very breath, dwelling in you as his living tabernacle. Receive a fresh revelation on how the Spirit wants to move in a powerful way in your life. Discover your supernatural identity. Walk in kingdom power. Perry's anointed 4-part audio CD teaching series, Secrets of the Supernatural, will help you better understand how to walk in the supernatural of God every day. You will hear 7 words from an angel that transformed Perry Stone's thinking and prayer life. You will understand the 3 powerful things that God wants to send to you to help you receive your breakthrough, your miracle. Learn how to discern God's voice through dreams and visions. Perry Stone interviewed his father, Fred, asking him many questions about the secrets of the spirit world. You will learn secrets to becoming sensitive to the Spirit, keys to develop an ear to what the Spirit is saying, revelation on effective prayer and fasting to hear God's voice and direction, and to receive the power to overcome the enemy in every area of your life. Perry Stone includes prayers for you to begin walking in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Don't miss out on getting Perry Stone's powerful book, The Code of the Holy Spirit, uncovering the Hebraic roots and historic presence of the Holy Spirit, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Secrets of the Supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9584. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9584 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm John Burke. I've studied over 1,000 near-death experiences where someone dies, but modern medicine resuscitates them, and they have something to say about the life to come. And I compare over 100 gripping stories to what Scripture has to say about heaven. So I hope you'll journey with me into the afterlife, because believe me, it will forever change your view of the life to come and the way you live your life today. So join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth and discover what eyewitnesses have to say about heaven.